Hello and welcome to episode 89 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined once again by Bronell and Harv. On this episode, we are going to recap the President's Cup captain's pick by Tiger Woods. We are going to get into the news.
What about the other guy?
Oh, yeah. Well, oh yeah, and the other guy.
Both
captains.
Big Earn. Big Earn's picks. We'll get into both sets of captain's picks. Obviously, we probably should be talking about that first hat tip to Adam Hadwin for making the team.
Yep.
Then we're going to get into the news. Harv's got a boatload of news this week.
Yep.
We've also, in honor of the Remembrance Day / Veterans Day weekend that we just came off of, we're bringing back Ultimate Foursome with veterans. A little bit of a widespread, but essentially veterans, anyone that served in the military that's alive.
Yeah.
That we want to golf with. And then we're going to get into the picks. Mayakoba Classic. Defending champ Matt Kuchar and El Toucan. The El Toucan incident is
Randall's
1 year.
Hot.
1 year in the books since that. But before we get into it, though, we want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen for 30% off. Also, the Drive the Green podcast is a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, presented by Kinexys. Proudly presented by Kinexys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, boys, before we get into it, though, another week has gone by. We are still alive, so
taping it a day later, but...
Yes, so this is Tuesday. Bruno, we took
doesn't
the
work. I'm
yeah, big union guy. He's giving us a really hard time about doing the pod on Mondays on long weekends.
Remembrance Day.
So yes, and it was Remembrance Day. It was lest we forget. So
recognizes a holiday in some provinces.
Hmm. Yes,
we won't get into that.
Yes, yes. So we took the day off. We're taping it on Tuesday. No Monday Night Football on the TV. Nothing. Time change officially, so we don't really have sports are late now. We don't really want to watch West Coast basketball if the Raptors just finished their West Coast trip.
100%
you
100%
want
to
watch
basketball.
Western basketball right now.
Yep, I do. I got a heater DraftKings team. But it's not about me. On that note, I'll start with my week.
Sure.
So Bronell and I finally got to go to the brand new indoor golf facility here in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. It was okay. I mean, we got a little tuned up.
Oh, yeah.
I went and tried it out in the afternoon to, you know, get the nuances of the new machines. And it actually worked out for the start. But then the beers kicked in. And I think on my fourth to last shot attempt, I missed the ball.
Yeah, confirmed.
Like missed it.
Full on missed?
Whiff.
Driver, with driver.
Whiff.
Like missed.
Too high?
Yeah.
I have no idea where it was. I missed. Yeah, I was in bad shape. Like, completely
I don't
missed
it was
the ball.
To the side.
Well, that would
yeah,
make
it's possible.
More sense. Like, you
I think it was
all
above. I think it was above.
Of messed up to miss above.
Yeah, and you know what?
It was above.
Yeah. So the next day when I remember, the next day when I remembered this, I was thinking, like, I think it's happened to me before, but it wasn't my fault. Where my club head broke off when I made contact, and my club head went through the screen. This was like 10 years ago. So that's like my all-time fear is indoor golfing and like letting go of the club or something like that. Cause you're in a confined space. It's either breaking something or it's going backwards and it's hitting someone in very close range.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came to the next morning and realized, you reminded me that I missed that ball cause I had completely forgot about it. I was very, nervous.
Yeah.
I just had a feeling of, oh shit.
I just can't get it in my head that I have the amount of room that I have. Like I just
yeah, it's,
I feel like
it's
I have to compact
confined.
My swing.
It's weird.
Yes. And like in this one, the computer screen is like right behind you as a right-handed golfer. You have a little bit Bruno had a little bit more room as a lefty cuz there's nothing behind him. But like
that other
you're
sim
not had, that you're not that far away.
The other sim I noticed the screen was behind the lefty.
Yes, yes. So two screens side by each.
Yeah.
Why is it so crammed in there?
It's a little crammed. Well, they wanted to get four sims in there.
They didn't have enough. Yeah.
They didn't have enough room and they can't do three. I think four is where it becomes financially viable.
Okay.
Nah, well, we're the only ones in there. But
yeah.
Well,
but good on those guys for bringing it to town.
Yeah, we didn't finish till quarter to one.
Update.
We missed some balls.
We were all over the map on the back nine.
Oh, it got bad. Yeah. It bad. obviously, because we partook in beverages, I'm going to have to go dry here for a couple days to get back on one a day here.
The piss watch.
Starting tomorrow.
Yeah, starting tomorrow. That does have some in it.
You had a beer after hockey tonight, too.
Yes. So, Bruno and I just played hockey. We're taping this after, and then I poured myself a whiskey. So, update. We are on the 12th day, and I think I'm at 17 drinks in 12 days.
So you're drinking more than normal.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm going. But
oh,
hear me
I
out.
Forgot my pamphlets.
Hear me
I
out.
I think they meet Tuesdays.
Hear me out. I'm going to go on a dry streak here. I mean, we only have two more hockey games this week, so there's
only
four. There's four. But then after that.
Friday night.
Gone. Yeah, we play next Tuesday. I'm not there, so there's
Friday
another
night,
day.
Friday night, though, you'll probably have a couple out.
Oh, right. Friday night's team building.
We forgot to mention the course we played on Friday. Bay Hill.
Bay Hill, yep. Terrible idea.
So much water.
You guys
so much
water. You guys weren't trying to go for that par 5 and 1?
Like, no, we
Justin
tried.
James?
No.
Brunel tried, but I don't know if he was trying. He hit it in the water.
I got
so
halfway.
Yeah, so Bay Hill. I played Kapalua Plantation in the afternoon. It was good.
Wow.
Bay Hill was just, yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, we should have
preferred.
Like,
we should have played or just played it from the forward tees.
We should have played like St. Andrews from the forward tees. Just
where
wide
just
open.
Hit it wherever you
yeah.
want.
Yeah. Yeah, or just scramble it. When you're just four guys having drinks, just scramble it. No yeah. one needs to put
That's
up
a good
big
idea.
Score.
Yeah. 2-on-2 was fun though.
Thanks.
We won.
I have good ideas sometimes.
Harv, what's your week look like?
That was a bad sentence.
Oh no, he had some big news. You go next.
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay.
That was all I did.
Oh, right. Wow.
I don't care about anything else.
Big week. Big week.
Well, it's not a big week. It's more of a revelation or an end into the weeks going forward.
Mm.
But everyone knows I'm now Cyborg.
Yes.
And I watched this documentary the other night called The Game Changers.
Yeah.
You
so
seen
that? You're going to stop eating meat.
Yes.
I knew you're just like everyone else that watches that documentary.
Plant-based diet. I'm
everyone
on.
That comes.
I didn't even hear about this. What do you mean everyone? People know about this?
Several people have
yes.
come up to me and been like, I've watched this documentary Game Changers and now I'm going to eat vegan for a while.
Not vegan.
What's
vegan's ridiculous.
So what's here? I have not watched it. What's the point of it?
Well, it's basically this documentary that shows like all these elite athletes, like NFL players, Olympians.
NBA.
I'm a bit of an elite athlete myself.
Kate.
back to the documentary, but they don't eat meat. They just eat, they get their protein from plant-based diets, and it shows that it's just better for you, and you can...
Yeah, you just get your protein from certain things.
Yeah, lentils, chickpeas, beans, yeah. and all that stuff, and it's, like, they've been showing, like, I don't know, power lifters have been able to lift more than they were on their meat diet, like NFL guys, their cardiovascular... Like, they draw blood from them and do all these tests on it. It's better than, like, it's yeah. just the whole thing. And I don't know. I'm going to give it
so,
a whirl.
So, for a normal person that isn't a fine-tuned athlete, what are the benefits in that regard?
Lots of them said, like, you're not as tired and just more energy and all
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah.
And
I should try it.
It's good for the environment, too.
I know my wife's been pushing that. I mean, I've... Still diving through the kids. I don't even think my kids know that they have Halloween candy anymore.
No, mine
they've completely forgot about it.
Mine don't either.
There's a giant bag upstairs
yeah.
at my house that they haven't even touched. The only one eating it is me.
Yeah.
I should probably stop.
Step one.
I mean, even if you don't eat meat, you know, go one day a week. Start with that.
One day a week.
Don't eat meat.
One day a week.
Oh, you're assuming
ketchup.
That I eat it 7 days a week.
Yeah. Impossible for you. Yeah.
I was just going to say, so you eat meat 7 days a week?
Sometimes. Sometimes I'll go 1 or 2 days. But
you don't?
Well, I'm just trying to think. Yeah, well, carbs. Like big.
We're
not talking carbs.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying those are the days where I don't eat meat.
Oh.
When like you have pasta for supper with no meat in it.
Gotcha. But you probably had meat for lunch then.
Yeah, but you probably had meat for lunch.
Mm, yeah. I'm gonna do a little research here.
So this can't be like your booze thing where you just have meat more than you did before.
Turns out I ate meat three times today instead of just one.
Is chicken included?
Yes, all meat.
You know what's funny that you bring this up? Because I was actually thinking about going back. In university, me and a guy that I lived with, I was friends with. We went on a water and chicken diet for a week. We only drank water and only ate chicken breasts for an entire week. And boy, was that weird.
That's stupid.
Like for breakfast?
That was the only two things that went into our body were water and chicken.
Like chicken breasts? Or
chicken
like
breasts.
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken breasts. not boiled. You would throw a frozen chicken breast in a pan, fry it, spices. We had spices on it, and that was it. So breakfast.
Wait, you threw a frozen chicken breast into a frying pan?
Baking with a little, sheet, he means.
No, like on stovetop with a little bit of water in it, you just boil it. Man, you've never had that? And then as the water starts to come out of it from boiling, it just starts to fry itself. It's just a chicken breast. Same thing as bacon. It's infinitely faster.
That had to have been the toughest chicken breast imaginable.
Nope.
Why'd you make it so hard on yourself?
I'm alive.
I mean, it's not as bad as when you used to melt cheese on a plate you needed.
Well, that's also good. And in this diet, if I'm going on this diet, that counts, right?
Yeah, I mean...
That's fine.
Yeah, so maybe I'll go back.
They're probably not doing that every meal, but but maybe they are doing it. I'm not sure. They didn't get into the cheese consumption.
I had a lot of clogged pores when I was a kid.
Yeah. We should maybe switch this over to a nutrition pod.
Yeah, or to golf at the 12-minute mark of this show.
Yeah, let's get into what? President's Cup picks.
So I wonder if Game Changers, though, if that diet will help with the old things that we're going to do for our golf game next year.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
What are we doing for a golf game next year?
You know, there's a couple guys in town here now, that one guy in particular that's starting to do the fitness.
Oh,
swing,
yeah.
Swing fitness. So maybe piggyback off of that. Who knows? Maybe we turn into athletes.
I just need my head fixed. My brain.
Well,
fixed.
That ain't happening.
That's right. Nobody can fix
all right,
that.
All right. President's Cup picks.
Yeah. The internationals named their picks first.
Yep.
They went with Sungjae Im, no-brainer. Jason Day, no-brainer. Joaquin Niemann, no-brainer?
Bit of a brainer.
And bit of a brainer. And Adam Hadwin was the last pick there.
Congrats to friend of the pod, Adam Hadwin, for making the team. Still, Jason Day should not be on that team. Still, he shouldn't be on it.
And I've been saying he's an automatic lock. There's three other Aussies on that team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Aussies are good match play players. It's a known fact.
Jason Day stinks.
And
stinks.
Where's
like capital
where's
S
the tournament?
Stinks in
stinks.
Australia.
All caps.
Come on.
All caps.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
why
I
not
get
put
Ben
on that team.
I get why he's there.
You take every guy that wasn't on the team over Jason Day, and the only thing he has is that he's Australian.
Won the challenge.
Won the challenge.
Major winner.
That's the only thing that he has over the other guys.
No, I agree.
Other than his career
he
resume,
hasn't been
which means
awful
jack shit
lately.
Right now.
He hasn't been awful.
He was number one in the world for a while.
Yeah, he's
that was only
a good
like
player.
3 years ago.
I'm just saying the other guys were all picked on recent form except for him.
No, well,
yes.
You said Connors was going to make it over Hadwin because he finished T20 and Hadwin was T46.
I still think Connors should have beat Hadwin.
But Hadwin has played in the President's Cup before. Experience matters in these things, you guys.
There's a
for the picks.
There was no wrong
because CT Pan hasn't played in it before.
Yeah, well, those I hate how they have those things. Yeah.
So here
should all be picks.
Yeah,
I would say that there was no wrong answer except for Jason Day. Like, you could argue Connors, and I can argue on, and that's probably it. But both those guys should be on and over.
PGA
Day.
Tour had Brendan Grace on their list too,
which makes no sense. But
well,
anyway. Not a bad player. I guess, I mean, it's okay, but it would have been nice to see both Connors and Hadwin, but you knew that kind of wasn't happening, so.
You look at those two teams, and I don't see any way the international team
they never have a chance, ever.
Not in this.
Like, but, I guess having four Aussies in Australia, maybe those guys can...
Maybe that's what Ernie was going with.
Ride the...
I mean, we know that's what he was going with, but still just... I hope that Day does good, because if he doesn't... All the second guessing about why was he on this team.
Yeah.
If he's the stinker of the group.
Yeah. I mean, like Connor, it's already going to be there.
Connors, I would have liked to have seen because of his ball striking, and that's really valuable in alternate shot. But
for sure.
Ben Ann, I don't know. Maybe he stinks at match play. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Ben Ann was always the odd guy out for me. Once you factored in that Jason Day was an automatic.
Yes. For sure. I'll agree with you there, but I'm saying that Ann should have been in over Day.
Yeah. But Connor should have been in over on.
Yeah.
I think Neiman's going to get the doors blown off of him in match play too.
Or maybe he's just that new kid that doesn't falter at all, like how Jordan Spieth.
No conscience. Yeah.
But here we are.
Let's team, go. Team
Speaking
USA?
Of Spieth.
I didn't even list him as a potential pick.
He wasn't.
Patrick Reed, Tony Finau, Gary Woodland, and Tiger Woods.
Hard dog you any of those?
I can't believe Woodland had to be a captain's pick. That still makes insane. No sense.
Well, but then you list the other eight.
Then you list the other eight.
Yeah.
And the only guy you could put him on there over. The only guy you could put him on there over is Kuchar, and Kuchar won
twice.
Twice, yeah.
Three times, wasn't it?
I think he won three times. Thrice.
You know who the worst player on the USA is right now? Bryson.
Because he never plays.
And
he doesn't play good anymore.
Well, you don't know. He's up to 230.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's probably hitting this is 330
only the,
now.
This is only like the second term we've seen him with the new bod.
Yeah, well.
So, we'll see even more because we
haven't
seen him.
Is he playing in the Mayakoba?
No. No, he's not.
No.
I don't think he's going to... Like, there's no real tournaments after this.
We got RSM.
He's not
There's
playing.
No real tournaments after this.
How about Tiger talking about himself in the third person?
Kind of funny.
Didn't mind it.
How about that tweet by, what's his face? Paul McGinley? Peter McGinley?
Whatever.
Yeah, same thing.
Peter, Paul, who cares? We're saying Tiger should step down as captain now that he's on the team.
Like Zach Johnson do it or something?
Yeah.
Or?
And I think that's a great idea, but also... He picked himself for this team. So it's not like, so he's picking
so he's
going to
pick
abandoning his duties. Like, in theory, it makes sense. But
in theory, he should have done it beforehand. Let that captain pick and say, I'm on it. You don't get this unless I'm on it.
Yeah. Well, and obviously, then, that guy would have picked him.
I know, but then that guy gets to decide who the other three are. Yeah. I mean, he probably picks the same guys.
It's not like he's not going to get asked to be the captain again if he ever wanted to be.
Exactly.
He could be the captain of this and the Ryder Cup for the rest of his life if he wanted.
You know what I want? I want Patrick Reed to get his rear end killed.
Well, Spieth isn't there, so he doesn't have a partner.
Like, I want him to lose every single match by a million and just shut up this Captain America stuff. It needs to stop.
I mean, he did have a good comment about when Tiger calls and picks you, it feels pretty good. Like,
okay.
Just seems like a guy that's maybe down in the dumps a little bit after getting raked over the coals for everything. Having said that, I agree with you. I hope he loses every match.
I think Kevin Na deserved it over him, but
recency bias.
One of those guys, Kevin Na or Ricky, he's probably getting in anyways because Brooks ain't playing.
There is no chance Brooks Koepka is playing in this.
I don't think so either.
Like,
he could be 100% healthy, and I don't think he'd play.
Yep, I agree. There's no money on the line. There's nothing.
Who's going to make it in
probably
his place?
Ricky.
I think it's Ricky, too.
Not maybe because he deserves it, but he has the clout. Is that the word?
Yep.
Like, he has the... Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that.
Maybe Phil gets
the
picked.
Swagger. What is it? The first time in what? Since he has played in this, like, 20...
29.
Like 29? 30 years or something?
It's the first time ever in President's Cup.
Phil's that not. Can't be right.
I thought that's what I saw. The President's Cup's only been around for so long, and Phil's been on the team every single time.
No, because there's that picture floating around. This is the last President's Cup team without Phil.
Oh, okay. I was mistaken.
And it was a whole schwack load of old guys. Tom Watson,
I was surprised.
I didn't think it was around that long. But.
That Hale Irwin, like, that's the only other playing captain there's ever been.
In 94.
Yeah.
It is a little bit odd.
But also, they just probably pick old people.
Old guys that can't play so that they don't have to worry about picking themselves.
Yeah.
And when Tiger was named captain, they probably thought, he's not going to win two of the next three tournaments.
When did they name him as captain?
Summer.
A long time ago.
Oh, really?
Like, they
last
had these,
summer?
Like, laid out, like...
Like, after the last one, almost.
Like, I think it's been, like, a year and a half that they've known
So before he won the Masters.
Yes.
And before he won the Tour Championship.
Yep. And before he won the Zozo, obviously, because that just happened. But, yes. I don't think they, but I don't even think Tiger Woods thought he was going to win
three tournaments,
one more tournament, let alone three.
Mm-hmm. No. Which is why they picked him as a captain, so that he didn't have to worry about picking himself.
Like, realistically, if this was a different year where it was the Ryder Cup this year and the President's Cup next year, he would be on the team already. Like, he would have already qualified by winning the Tour Championship, Masters, and Zozo here.
Yep. Yeah.
So I guess if you look at it that way, it makes sense he's on the team.
Yeah, he's qualified for it.
Yeah.
Just poor point system. But then you could also argue, nah, probably qualified for it, but that's the way that the systems work.
Make it top four and then have eight captain's picks.
That would be much better. Mm-hmm. Or they're all captain's picks. Or, like I said, with the Ryder Cup, you get a veto someone who's qualified.
Yeah. Who do you veto off this team?
Frigga.
Kuchar?
Bryson or Kuchar.
Nah, Kuch is good.
Maybe Brooks you veto because you know that he's not going. Yeah. I guess he's indirectly a veto anyway. So you could veto someone not Brooks, knowing that Brooks isn't going, and then you get two more picks.
I'd be vetoing CT Pan
off the
and getting Connors on there instead.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the only maybe Cam Smith because he's kind of stunk since he's been on there since this thing first they started counting points because he was hot there.
Yeah.
Early last season.
I bet he's successful in this tournament. Cam Smith.
Hmm.
Bold prediction.
Mannequins do well. Moving on.
Right, yeah. What do you got? We're right in the news now.
No, I got birthdays.
Oh, right.
Okay. There was a whole pile of them this week. For whatever reason, 9 months ago, 30 to 50 years ago, people were doing it.
Thanks, Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Reason to celebrate. Wait, no, that doesn't work.
That's not at all right.
That's Valentine's Day.
That's a month ago. Valentine's Day. Nice.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Good one, Harv.
Anyways,
October.
I didn't
like one month,
like 13 months. anyways, I didn't write down ages because there's too many. But Lucas Glover, I think he's today, maybe yesterday. Ches Reavie,
yesterday.
Jason Day,
Glover, Reavie, and Day were all yesterday.
Yeah. Scott Piercy was early this week. Bubba was about a week ago.
I think they're today. Sorry,
Bubba was about a week ago. Bubba with his Instagram stuff. Calling that confetti cake a fruit cake.
What was up with that? Bubba posted a picture of a sparkle confetti cake and said it was fruit cake. I assume it was fruity pebbles in there, and that's why? They must have had a taste to them?
That was the saddest looking cake I've ever seen.
Well, it's because he took it before his wife had a chance to...
But there was candles on it.
He did that. He staged it. Because he didn't show it after. His wife put icing on that cake.
I hope so.
Yes.
I don't know. She got psychopath material if she didn't.
Yeah. No one eats a cake without icing.
Yeah. You're not eating a dry cake.
Yeah. Don't come to my house.
Candy store owner, he's got to be having a better cake than that.
Mm-hmm. Loves sugar.
You would think. I didn't even put that together, but yeah, you would think so. Like.
Yeah. Big sugar guy. Oh, big sugar. Oh, file that one in the memory bank.
John Rahm turned 25 this week. David Duvall. Joaquin Niemann.
Holy crap.
Francesco Molinari.
Wow.
Leonardo DiCaprio. And Chris Jericho, since we're wrestling pod.
Yep.
Y2J.
AEW with a hell of a pay-per-view.
That's a list right there.
There will never be a week it's that full. Like, that's 11 names.
No, I mean, you're going off the board.
You're going
still.
Selects.
Nine.
I mean, you missed...
There was nine golfers.
You missed Fast Willie Parker, but whatever.
I don't even know who that is.
Willie Parker? What sport does he play?
Into the news?
Yeah, news time.
Okay. We got a lot here. Start with a nice, light, fun one. Jason Duffner. Full-time Cobra guy now.
Nice.
News
Welcome to the club.
Team. Oh, yep. I guess, eh?
Yep. Adam Stanley and Bob Weeks were down there this week.
For that event?
At the event. And Ricky was there. And, yeah, they announced that...
That event looked pretty cool.
Duffner was the newest guy. And Stanley took a video of Duffner shooting hoops on an arcade basketball machine.
Hmm.
It was hilarious. Anyway, I'm a Cobra guy, so welcome to the team, Duffner. I was here before you.
Okay. We talked about this one today already. Well, not on the pod, obviously, but Golf Future. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Golf Future essentially purchased the Golf Canada Training Center in Calgary, Alberta. And Golf Future, this is so cool, is essentially like Top Golf, but at a driving range. But it's broken up into four quadrants. So the goal is to make golf 45 minutes long in this case. So
you're not doing this in 45 minutes.
I think you are.
With so four guys?
Yeah, so essentially how it works. No, singular.
Okay.
Essentially how it works, quadrant one, long, long shots. So drives on par fours and fives and second shots into par fives. The long shots.
I thought that was quadrant. Oh, second that's shots into one, par fives.
Second gotcha. Shots into par fives. So you hit all those out of the way. I hate so this already. It's essentially programmed so that it just tells you in this app what shot you're hitting. So you're hitting drive on one, drive on three, second shot on three, drive on five, whatever it is. Then you go to the second quadrant where it's all your second shots on par fours and your par three tee shots. So now if you've hit a par, say number one is a par five. So you hit on the first quadrant, you hit your first shot, second shot. Then you get to, sorry, and then the second hole is par five or par four. You hit your drive. Okay. Now you get to quadrant two, approach shots, tee shots for greens. Your very first shot is going to be your second shot into hole number two, your approach shot on a par. And then say hole three is a par three, then your next shot is the par three. So it tells you exactly which hole you're aiming for. So quadrant one is a fairway, just a big old fairway
mm-hmm.
or big old driving range. Number two has a bunch of different greens spread out all over the place. So anywhere ranging from your par threes, so 100 yards over to the left, 150 yards over to the right in the middle, and it's telling you which green you're shooting for, and then it's measuring your shots. Then quadrant three is all the short game stuff.
How's it measuring it?
With just like Topgolf with the ball, like sensors in the ball. Okay.
Okay.
Quadrant three, stay with me here.
I mean, I'm with you.
Quadrant three is all your short game stuff. So around the greens, 50 yards and in essentially. Another bunch of greens, so 20 yard shots, whatever. And then quadrant four is putts. The confusing part for me is the putts because it's just one giant green with a bunch of different holes. So how do you know which hole to putt to and from where? That part's confusing.
Well, they probably just pick it randomly.
Mm-hmm. Take your bag of balls and go to this area and putt at all these different spots.
So you got...
Yeah, but that's my thing. How do they know how close you are to the putt for the putts?
The putts, I don't understand.
Okay.
I don't get it.
So the drives, you got four par threes. There's 14 other holes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're all the same shot.
Yes.
All 14 is the same shot.
Yes. No, it's not. It'll tell you where, like what... Like if it's a dog leg left or whatever, like it'll tell you what hole you're playing. Like it's supposed to on this app or whatever, give you the idea of what the hole looks like, and we'll trace your ball.
Oh, okay.
Based on where it goes. So if it's a dog leg right,
it's essentially a golf simulator, but it's on outside driving range,
and you actually get this real feedback on where your shot goes.
Nah, this is dumb.
You get to hit it in the air. You get to hit the ball in the air and see the ball go in the air. That's the only thing different.
Yes.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I would do this in the winter. It's obviously a winter thing.
Yes, they're heated bays in Calgary.
Okay. I mean, that in the winter. I would never, ever in a million years, every golf course is closed, I would still not go there in the summer. I would make my own, I would play in a field somewhere and walk and go hit the ball.
It is essentially Topgolf meets simulators.
But yeah.
It's so great. You can finish in 45 minutes by yourself. Who wants, like...
Well, I would go with you.
I could play four guys. Beside.
Yeah, but then what?
It's an hour and a half.
You play beside each other?
Well, you play beside each other and take us both an hour. Just play with me.
I guess so, yeah.
I don't know. It's got flaws.
It's not a bad way to get a bunch of shots in. But
yeah.
And
it's how you're supposed to practice.
Yes. If you were just going to go to the driving range.
Yeah. Go to this.
But it'd probably cost you like seven times as much to
do this.
That's
right. Yeah.
Oh, it's probably going to cost you 50 bucks a round, probably.
Yeah, but...
Or maybe it doesn't.
I think it does.
Well, they're not giving it away. You got to pay for the app.
How much does Topgolf cost?
It's an hourly thing, just like a simulator.
Oh, yeah.
Like 30 bucks an hour, I don't know.
It's a winter thing, and maybe if you're practicing and we're going to the range and maybe you don't have range ball privileges, but
yeah,
maybe.
All right. Okay.
It's not some, like, I don't think they got to market this as a way to grow the game of golf.
Personally, I'm going to
you're going to
Calgary to try it. Yep.
I'll give it one shot.
I would love to try this.
Drive the Cream does golf future.
Yep.
Yep.
Review.
Okay. All right. That's
a good one.
Yep.
Corn Ferry Q School is alive and well right now, going on.
Yep.
But they just had one of their big cutoffs, and a few interesting names got in, and a few interesting names did not make it.
Let's hear it.
I wrote down the ones that did get in. Chase Koepka.
Nice.
Big name there. Tommy Two Gloves.
Tommy Gainey.
Back in the old Corn Ferry. And both of Lexi Thompson's brothers, Curtis and Nick.
Really?
Yep. Qualified.
Neat.
And piggybacking on that, Alex King, Daniel King's brother, also qualified.
Okay.
Guys who did
Notable
not make it.
Omissions.
Some big names that you maybe thought wouldn't make it. Drew Love, missing out.
Yeah.
Ricky Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
The second half of Putnam and Putnam, Michael Putnam, did not. And the guy that everyone knew was going to stink, Ash K. Batcha, did not make the Corn Ferry Tour.
Wow. Coming up to Canada.
Maybe. So, yeah, those were the big names there. What else do we got on this old list? Rory set a record here that not even Tiger can beat. He was the youngest person to spend 500 weeks inside the top 10. It took him 4 months less than Tiger did to accomplish the feat.
And
that's crazy.
And I thought I read that no one can break that currently, unless obviously they're coming as a teenager.
Yes.
Like,
well,
no one currently
can. Yeah, because it's a age thing, not a consecutive week thing. Yeah.
So he's got that one for a while.
Yeah.
John Rahm might.
He's got a chance.
Maybe.
Especially if he wins the Masters, right?
He's going to, yeah.
Well, what, 500 weeks? That's what, 10 years-ish?
Give or take. 520 by my math.
Yeah.
Okay. So, call it 10 years. So, when did Rahm... Oh, yeah. I guess Rahm could... No, I don't know if Rahm could do it. He's already 25.
How old's Rory?
Rory's 30, I think. Like, he just accomplished this.
Oh, yeah, because he was hot
like
early.
Maybe. Yeah. You got to start looking at, like, the Joaquin Niemans.
And he's got to get there quick.
He's got to
get there quick.
Exactly.
You got to be there by the time you're 20.
Yep.
Essentially. Whoa.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Talk about a hole in one.
That's impressive.
Other one, Chainsmokers. Big concert announcement. Piggybacking or playing off of the Canadian Open. They're playing on the 17th Island Green on the Tuesday of the Players' Championship.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That's an unbelievable. I mean, Chainsmokers.
I mean, you're far away. The crowd's going to be pretty far away.
But here's my thing. What happens if they mess up the green?
Well, that's why I think they're doing it Tuesday and not like a
Friday
thing.
Just to give Wednesday a chance to recoup.
Well, they're going to have it covered big time.
Still, you never know what could happen.
Well, yeah, like there's no way they're putting the equipment on there. It's just going to be them on the green, I would think, singing.
Yeah.
Like the band won't even be on there.
Any type of electrical fire.
What band?
I don't know.
They just press buttons. Yeah. They just press buttons, don't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you got to watch.
Not a music guy. We all know this.
We've all seen Orange County and the damage that electrical fires can do. It's like the 4th of July.
Yep.
Keep running out of there, saying he's going to burn that mother down. stats analysis is, I guess, I don't know. I saw this thing with Scott Stallings where he's basically analyzing like things that 4 to 5 levels in depth about how he's completely changed the way he practices. Known as one of the better ball strikers, but hasn't won in a long time. So this whole off season, he's just worked on scrambling and chipping because it's way more useful for guys who win tournaments. And the big stat that I saw in there is that last year he only chipped in 4 times, and this year in like 5 tournaments he's chipped in 12 times.
Wow!
What?
Yeah. So obviously he's not hitting as many greens, maybe.
Wow.
But
we're going to get to Turkish Airlines, I'm sure, and talk about chip-ins.
Yeah. Let's get to it right now.
Oh, you want to tie it in right now?
Yeah, let's talk about the Turkish Airlines Open, the only tournament going on.
Yeah, so for those starving for golf this weekend.
I watched so much of it.
I watched a lot, too. That was riveting stuff, especially the playoff.
Well, so, it was not maybe for what you would think. Like, it was terrible golf in the playoff.
Oh, terrible golf.
Yeah.
But also that, that hole,
because they couldn't see,
was probably one of the toughest holes that they'll play on the PGA Tour.
That par five?
Yeah.
18th?
You couldn't even hit the fairway.
You couldn't hit the fairway because you had to take it over these trees, and if you pulled it anywhere left, like that's why EVR lost. He just pulled it like
slightly left and it rolled in the bush.
And rolled in the bush. And you had to take a drop. And then you hit it right, and you're blocked by trees. You can't go for the green.
And the pin was tucked.
Tucked back left. And then if they were hitting the fairway, they were getting like mud balls. Like it was just soaking wet. Like it was...
Yeah. The tournament as a whole was pretty good. I still think that a lot of the digital slash presentation of the Euro Tour is great. Like NBC and CBS can learn a lot from that. Like you know how PGA, NBC was putting the watermark early on for birdie and stuff like that, where they kind of still do it on the Euro Tour, but in a much more subtle way.
Yeah, on like in the top, it was like on the green.
Yeah, and on the playoff, it was they had like 6-man playoff and 3-man player just off to the left of the screen on the tee box.
Yeah,
like right by the guy's feet. Like it was, you didn't need to put it like right in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah,
or right in the middle of the green. Like I just think it was pretty cool how they do a lot of that stuff.
It was weird that they went off 3-3 and not just a 6-some. I thought.
I still don't understand that.
I mean, maybe for...
I hate that.
For the green, like, you don't want 6 guys walking on the green. Like, bad for
I think it just makes it that much more intense.
Yeah, exactly. That's my thoughts exactly, too. And I mean, probably then getting EVR had that ball loss situation and slowed everything down. And then at least they had lights. Like, imagine if you played 3-3 because you thought you could get done quicker and then you have to call it for darkness, but...
Mm-hmm. At least it worked out nice. They had the floodlights.
The course looked cool, though.
Yeah, it did.
It was,
but it was like it was bad golf, and even how Hatton won with Schwab missing that putt,
booed himself. Yeah. If I had a dude wipes this week, it was him on that.
Oh can't well, have one that can be it.
That was ridiculous. Like that last playoff hole, he hits one.
He was on just off on two.
Just off on two, chips it all the way over the green to the spot that Hatton chipped in from to get into the playoff to begin with. Then chipped it way past there and then missed his putt.
Yeah.
Like, oh, after he made a bomb like on the previous for those hole to get in.
For those watching, I think like Hatton, after he missed his birdie putt, I swear that he like super overreacted because he thought it went in or whatever. He's like took his hat off, holds his head, and he's like, I can't believe
it. Should have went in.
But I think he was doing that to get Schwab off his game because Schwab still had to make the putt to force playoff. I think he was like doing like a little gamesmanship. Yeah. Just like, oh, making a big deal, make a big deal of it. And then Schwab's just like, oh, yeah, well, okay, well, he's making a big deal of it. I got this. We're going to the next one. I got him.
Yep.
And he just lost focus, missed it.
Yeah, and I mean, that was a huge putt. Like, that cost that guy...
$1.5
million. $1.5 million with all those ties in
because
there.
All the ties, so 5 guys tied, and they only got $500,000
why
each.
Was first place $2 million?
Because it's one of the bigger... It's
huge.
I think this is, like, the second biggest tournament on the European Tour.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But
it's huge.
It's a big payout.
Okay, next one.
Hella big.
Lighter one. Oh, no, let's keep on the Turkish Airlines Open here. Eddie Pepperell. Disqualified.
Boy. The best. Eddie had his tin cup moment.
Tin cup moment. Hit 5 balls in the water and just walked off.
Yeah.
The guys that he was playing with said he didn't even ask him for balls. Just left.
Can you do that?
I don't think you can do that. Can you?
I don't think you can do it either, but they're like, he didn't even bother.
Oh, he didn't even bother to try? Because I think maybe you can, but it's, you get disqualified. You can't have, like, you can't play a different kind of ball. Like, if you're a Titleist guy, you have to declare that you're playing, like, Titleist threes today.
Hmm.
And, like, if they were TaylorMade guys, you couldn't play that ball.
So you couldn't grab an old top plate from the guy's bag.
No,
they have them in there. But
I'm not even going to venture a guess on if that's a rule or not.
But also, it goes back to there's no rule about how many balls you could keep in your bag. Why would you ever be in a situation where this could happen?
Yeah, I know we've talked about this on the pod before.
We looked it up, didn't we?
We looked it up, but it only said guys usually only takes it. Yeah, they only have that many. I think he only had like 6 or something, and he had 5 in the water.
If you lose 8 balls, you might as well just DQ anyways.
Yeah, but I think that's the thought process behind it. But apparently Pepperell wasn't into this round at all, because earlier in the round he was putting with his wedge.
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard
that
too.
He's probably going to get fined for this too, for becoming of a golfer type actions for just walking off.
Yeah.
But whoa.
What is he supposed to do though, really?
Love Eddie Pep.
Yeah.
Speaking of DQs and fines, there was a few other ones. This Louis Gagne on the Corn Ferry Q School just walked away, didn't sign his card, DQ'd, and he was like one stroke off from making it.
Just forgot. Edibles kicked in, and
he's checking his pulse in the parking lot. And then another one, the Spirit International Amateur Championship or whatever it was, the Team USA women's got DQ'd because they were playing four ball and wrote down that they made a birdie, but under the wrong girl. So the one girl made a birdie, but they put the line lower on the other girl.
Oh, wow.
Like,
oof. That's bad.
What is going on in golf right now with all these...
Like, that's bonehead. That's an idiot move, but I don't know if you should be disqualified for that. Yeah. That's pretty...
Same score.
I'm going to say it. Rules are rules, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some of them are bad.
That's
absolutely some of them are bad. What else? There's so much more here. This one will probably hit home
He's
for...
He's got a lot of news.
Ow!
This one will probably hit home for Brownell. One of the top 100 courses is in the world or the States, Western Gales, had a bunch of greens vandalized.
I saw that, yeah.
I didn't know you went down there.
Guy nicks one green once and never hears the end of it, hey?
I think it's still trying to grow back from June.
But
hopefully
get
a lot of moisture over
winter. I guess
what
happened was three greens on the course and the putting green, someone snuck out and took a pitchfork to them.
Yeah.
Just aerating.
But like, if you think about it, and you wanted to be a big dick, you could just destroy a golf course in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, imagine if you just took, like, a shovel or a spade and just gave her, like, two pushes into the ground and just ripped up part of the green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like...
I just think about... You hear about some courses that have problems with people ripping out on quads and doing donuts on greens and shit like that.
Yeah.
You should be put in jail for life if you do that.
Yes.
Forever.
Ever.
Well, imagine if it happened here and just... Imagine if it happened here and, like, our course was just, closed for, like, months because I mean, it'd be closed for a year. I'm not going to go down the road.
You just did.
Anyways, John Daly had knee surgery this week.
Yep.
Maybe he'll be able to walk more or...
Doubt it.
Yeah. What is it? If anything, him getting that fixed is bad. Because now he doesn't have the ability to say
only,
the cart.
The cart's only there for the McDonald's Cup. Like, let's make no bones about it. He can walk.
He can walk, yep. He just needs easy access.
How's he smoking cigs in the hospital, though, too? Like,
he can wheelchair it outside.
Oh, yeah.
Ho Sung Choi won on the Japanese tour.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he win a bunch of money, too?
Yeah, $360,000.
Not bad.
Wow.
Like, that's essentially an off-week tournament.
It's third place in most tournaments.
Yeah. Like, that's huge for, like, a fourth-tier tourney or tour.
Mm-hmm.
Very big. AI Suzuki got her first LPGA Tour win.
Well, I don't think it's Al.
Yeah. It's I. It's I.
I, okay. Yeah, AI, sure.
Her parents were all in.
Apparently, she
was
a very dominant junior golfer, so it's a big deal that she got her first win. And then the big one. Bernhard Langer has been dethroned.
Yep.
Yes.
Scott McCarron took home the Charles Schwab Cup, but
in the coolest way possible.
No, it was
that's Jeff Magger.
No, I'm saying he took it. That's just as cool that he won the Charles Schwab Cup on the hole out. Because if Magger didn't win, McCarron wouldn't have won.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So Magger winning,
Magger holed out, and it made McCarron win. So he was just as happy as Magger was. He holed out to win the tournament from the fairway.
The best.
In a playoff.
Yeah. That's almost ultimate. As good as when Paul Casey did the Ryder Cup one with the hole-in-one.
Yes. Yeah. Like, insane.
And last...
Shot of the week for everybody.
That's the shot of the week.
And we already covered Dude Wipes.
Yeah. And the last one, Ricky Fowler got a stomach infection on his honeymoon.
Yeah.
Can you please read what the...
The headline.
Yeah, the headline was
said,
Ricky Fowler contracts infection on honeymoon. I think it said.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did say anything about his stomach?
No
virus or anything.
Just said contracted a virus or an infection on his honeymoon.
Yeah, it sounds like they were doing some swapping or something.
Some cool stuff.
Sharing needles. I don't know.
I will say, I think we got to play hockey a little bit more before the pod. I keep getting some solid whiffs from my hands here from hockey gloves. I might have to start wearing hockey gloves for the pod.
Gross. Fowler withdraws from Mayakoba after contracting infection on honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He was
he was in the Mayakoba.
He's actually going to play in this?
Okay. Yeah. Bad well, I think news they were honeymooning in Mexico.
Yeah.
Right. They were. Yep.
Tough break for the Mayakoba folks.
Yeah.
Not enough guacamole, I guess.
Too much. Hep B or whatever it's called.
All right, is it time for Ultimate Foursome? Yeah. Don't have an ad read pulled up right now, so I'm just going to wing it.
Oh, wow.
Before we get into Ultimate Foursome, it is that time to for the ad read on the Saskatchewan Podcast Network presented by Kinexus. Kinexus is a fine company that looks after your... Hold on a second here.
We're going to get kicked out of this podcast network. He doesn't pull up the...
We may have already.
Yeah.
Well, I've already done that one.
Stick to the script.
All right. At Kinexus, their financials advisors will work with you to streamline and organize money, your money, creating your own method for cleaning up your finances. Let banking spark joy. Contact a Kinexus advisor today by calling 1-800-667-7477. Yeah, see? Could have done that by on my own.
Way to go.
Ultimate Foursome Veterans.
It's back.
The Ultimate Foursome is back. I think it took maybe a month off, I think. Maybe. This Ultimate Foursome is Veterans in honor of Veterans Day / Remembrance Day here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So the criteria is they have to have served in some branch of either military.
Yep.
Canada, U.S., that's pretty much it.
Sure.
So
military.
Yeah, any type of military.
Yep.
And have to be living. Actually, so one of my guys is deceased, so I guess I'm not going to put him in.
You're disqualified from...
No, I have four here, so it's just easy to not put him in.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Are you going to go first then?
Sure.
Okay.
My first pick, I didn't really want him. He was actually... I was on the fence with Jackie Robinson, but RIP, so
right.
He's out.
That would have been a no-brainer.
But I am going to take Clinton Eastwood Jr., who was a serviceman in the United States Army. Okay. And you may know this guy from being one of the most electric Pebble Beach golf announcers on the planet.
The best ever, maybe.
Best ever. So
when he's plugged Clint, in.
When he's plugged in, yeah. Yeah, Clint. I'm not golfing with Clint. Nope. Not going to do it. Because he may go through long stints of no speaking or movement of any sort. So I can't afford to have him in my group. My next pick is...
Clint Eastwood.
That was one of the best things ever. My next pick, 51-year-old Orville Richard Burrell. You may know this guy as Shaggy. It wasn't me. But you caught me on the counter. It wasn't me.
That's a good one.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
No way he was in the military.
Get this. Lance Corporal Shaggy.
I don't know what that means.
He was a United States Marine for 3 years.
Wow.
Yes. And actually fought in the Gulf War.
Wow. That's a legit one then.
That's a good pick for you.
Yeah, thanks. And my last pick is Lawrence Thoreau. You may know this guy as Mr. T.
Wow.
He served in the Army's military police, the Army Military Police Corps in the mid-70s. Mr. T.
Wow.
What a group.
I'm going to golf with Mr. T, obviously. Pity the fool.
Obviously.
And Shaggy has to deal with Clint Eastwood.
That cart is just going to... They're going to quit after two.
Yeah.
It's not a cart. It's a Gran Torino.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So those are mine.
All right. Am I going next?
If you want.
All right. My first guy is coming in at 6 foot. He's listed at 187, but I can't see that even being possible. 95-year-old Bob Barker.
There's not a 95-year-old person. There, you can probably add up every 95-year-old on the planet. It's not 185.
Like, there's no way. There's no way he's like over 120, is he?
Maybe.
I think so.
140.
Maybe 140 tops.
140. Yeah. I'll give you 140.
Anyways, he served in the U.S. Navy as a fighter pilot.
Oh, interesting.
But didn't quite get into action.
Did you say 90-year-old?
95.
Okay, because Clint Eastwood's 89, so he's
is he that old now?
He's got to be over 150 pounds.
Clint?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
It's just a bag of bones.
Well, they all are.
Use the exact term bag of bones, but I felt I use more discretion.
Yeah. So I don't know what Bob's up to these days, but I'm sure he can maybe make 18 holes happen. gotta ask him what happened to Happy that day.
Have to.
Yep.
Hopefully no hecklers there, so there's no Price is Wrong bitch moments. But
yep.
He won't be playing with me, unfortunately. So
okay.
I might get beat up.
All right. What else you got?
I got to do my handicaps for each guy too.
Oh, geez.
I mean, Bob in his heyday was probably what?
Six.
12, 10.
I'll give him a 6.
Yeah, he's probably like a...
You don't get to be in that movie if you're not...
Yeah, you're not playing the pro-am.
He's a 55 now, handicap.
55? Okay.
He ain't breaking 120. But my second pick, coming in at 6'9", 320. 31-year-old Pittsburgh Steelers left tackle Alejandro Villanueva.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Captain in the U.S. Army, 3 tours in Afghanistan, Bronze Star. I mean, guy's a hero. Especially for protecting Big Ben's blind side for a number
there
of years.
There it is. Big Steeler
trenches,
guy.
Yeah.
Big Steeler guy.
Also, Harv, you probably like him from when he came out of the tunnel for that anthem back in the Kaepernick days.
Yeah, where they didn't send anyone out for the anthem and he went out.
Yeah.
Why would I like him for that?
Just thought you might.
Okay.
He's probably a, I don't know, 38 handicap.
I would say it's probably somewhere there.
And I'm not playing with him. I'm playing with my third guy. Coming in at whatever the fuck he wants to come in at.
Mr. T.
He's immortal also, so he has no age. Doesn't matter. Chuck Norris.
Oh.
Was in the Air Force and served in Korea. So there's that. I get to find out if all the sayings are true. There's probably, what, a million of them on the internet?
Yes. Very
probably.
Yeah. And actually, I'm going to make this into a top five because I have my top five favorite Chuck Norris jokes or sayings or whatever they are.
Okay.
So here we go.
This is a fun little treat.
Number five. When Chuck Norris cuts onions, onions cry.
Okay.
Not bad. Chuck Norris lost his virginity before his dad did. It's number four.
That's a good one.
Number three, Chuck Norris doesn't shower. He only takes blood baths.
Okay.
Not bad.
Okay.
Number two, Chuck Norris ordered a Big Mac at Burger King and got one.
Oh, I've never heard that one before.
Not bad. Number one, Chuck Norris can kill two stones with one bird.
No honorable mentions?
Nah.
That one and four were the best two.
Lost his virginity before his dad.
Yeah. I like that one.
My favorite, really, you know what my favorite Chuck Norris things are? Where they have those videos now of him just loading the shotgun and then shooting, and it's like people like taking big spills. It's like he's sniping them.
That's a good one, yeah.
I got a kick out of that.
I could watch Walker Texas Ranger clips all day.
Oh, yeah.
Just the best.
I actually used to watch that show.
Who didn't?
Yeah.
I didn't. I've never seen an episode.
Oh, my God.
Not surprising.
Not surprising.
No.
All right.
Let's get
I'm paired with Chuck, though.
Let's get to a real ultimate foursome here, honoring the veterans. My first pick, 49 years old, 6'3", 192 pounds, former Marine officer, Rob Riggle.
Oh, right. I forgot Rob Riggle was in the
You may know him
forces.
Now as the he's on Fox NFL Today or whatever.
He's a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Wow.
Ooh.
You didn't know that?
Take him off.
He's off.
Yeah. He's a Chiefs fan, man. Scratch. Yeah. Big Chiefs fan.
Second pick. I think I'm going to play with Rob, by the way, FYI.
Oh, that'd be a blast.
Makes sense.
5'9", no age, no weight.
Ah.
It's 2019, guys. Gal Gadot.
What?
Served in the Israeli army for 2 years before she was Wonder Woman.
I knew that.
Yep. Good one.
You're welcome.
That's a fantastic one.
Bomb dropped.
And my last one, I actually have four here to choose from, but given how the rest of these went, I'll go with this guy. 54 years old, 7'1", 235 pounds. You may know him as the Admiral.
David Robinson.
Served in the Navy, but was too tall. He was not allowed to go to sea.
Wow.
They have
couldn't
a height
fit in the submarines.
Yep. Too tall. So David and Gal playing together, and I'm with Rob Riggle. Hmm.
Speaking of too tall, one of my honorable mentions other than Jackie Robinson was Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, right.
Him and his brother have to, there's mandatory service in Greece.
Hmm.
They both have already served.
Wow.
Nobody went with CT Pan, hey?
No, I thought that was coming.
I
thought that was coming.
I
thought it was going to be ours for sure.
I had Lee Trevino, actually.
Oh, nice. Yep.
And Adam Driver, but you guys probably don't know who that is.
I know who Adam Driver is.
Kylo Ren.
Hey, I didn't think you were going to know that.
Only because I saw it on the list I looked at today.
I also have
something else. Kylo Ren, Darth Vader, same person.
Black Klansman.
Mm.
Right?
What?
Kylo Ren, Darth Vader, same person.
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're on the same you're on the right track.
That reminds me, Disney Plus came out today or whatever, that Mandalorian or whatever. Never heard that word before in my life until all of a sudden now it's a show. Or is that like a Star Wars character?
I've never heard of it either.
It's a Star Wars like Marvel universe, like Star Wars universe type show. Hmm. I did a top five.
Oh, wow. Now? Top five before picks.
This thing's loaded.
Yeah. Loaded. All of the content.
It's relevant
good
for
or
this
bad.
Because... We were talking about doing Ultimate Foursome for war movie characters. So I just,
so
did,
just
the
did
the
top five
war instead. Movies.
Top war, five yeah. war movies?
Yep.
I know what your number one is, but...
I don't think you do.
I think I do.
I've seen... Zero war movies.
There's no way you've seen zero.
Zero.
Like... War movies is a tough term.
I have
like,
never seen Saving Private Ryan. I've never seen...
Well, like, don't spoil the list.
Okay, sorry.
We'll talk.
Not
talk
a one. Not a one. Does Edge of Tomorrow count? Because that's one of my favorite movies
Mel
of all
Gibson?
Time. No, that's Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt.
Nah,
or for
counts.
those post, they changed the title of it like 2 years later. Live, Die, Repeat. It has
is that
two
a
movie
Die
titles.
Hard movie?
No.
You never seen Black Hawk Down?
No. I've never seen Lone Survivor. I've never seen all the ones Harv is about to list.
No,
let's hear the list. We'll hear the list and then we'll talk about the other ones.
I've seen a 5-minute segment of Saving Private Ryan and Black Hawk Down. I think the moment when the Black Hawk went down.
Okay. That's not on the list.
Okay.
Number five, ooh. Saving Private Ryan.
Okay. Good. Got it out of the way.
I'll take your word for it.
Maddie B hasn't seen it. Number four, The Imitation Game.
Oh, absolutely, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, war movie.
I guess, yeah.
What's
by that
one?
Criteria,
I don't think
yeah.
I've seen it.
That's with
what?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict
Cumberbatch breaks the code
where he creates it
in World War II.
Creates an enigma
yeah,
or breaks enigma using a Turing machine.
Haven't seen it.
The first computer-ish.
It's
unfortunately,
a good movie.
I haven't seen it. No.
Yes, Keira Knightley's in it.
Ooh. Okay.
Number three, Tropic Thunder.
Yes, I've seen that. It is a war movie. Hopefully, nope. is Forrest Gump on this?
That's not a war movie.
He went to war.
Number, he went to play ping pong. The Hurt Locker, number two.
Yeah.
Oh, one. I've seen that movie.
So you just haven't seen Saving Private Ryan? Is that
so
what
far? Yeah. One for four.
Well, you've probably seen this one too. Number one, Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, you've seen.
I've
it.
Never seen that.
Oh, I knew that was going to be number one. By the way.
Yeah, because the best movie ever.
When it came out, a lot of people said it was the best movie ever.
Black Hawk Down's pretty good.
It's not even on the list.
I know,
honorable mentions. It is actually not bad. Yeah. I just had too many honorable mentions
yep.
that I couldn't put it on there. Full Metal Jacket.
Haven't seen
yep.
it.
You've I haven't seen it, but oh. I've heard it.
Fury.
Good.
Brad Pitt. Tanks.
Mm.
Yep.
It's mm-hmm. a good movie. Hacksaw Ridge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. Little Dunkirk.
I haven't seen it. Haven't
no,
seen
I haven't
it.
Seen Dunkirk.
And Enemy at the Gates.
Yes.
That's a good
Tom
one.
Hanks?
No.
Oh, no, that's the two snipers going yeah. after each yeah. other. I've seen that movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
See, like, yeah, that's...
Do the, does the Owen Wilson movie count?
Behind Enemy Lines?
Behind Enemy Lines?
No.
Mm. Because he just said behind enemy gates?
That kind of does.
Enemy at the gates.
Enemy at the gates.
Kind of does, but...
Behind Enemy Lines. I used to watch that movie a lot.
I mean, you could say The Rock is a war movie because there's Marines in it.
Mm. I had one other movie that I thought was really good.
Good Morning Vietnam.
No.
What?
I couldn't think of it.
Oh.
Now I've lost it.
Whoops.
I lost it behind enemy gates.
Enemy at the gates.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. What about War?
Or, no.
With, card game?
No. Jason Statham and I think Jet Li's in it, maybe. It's called War.
I do enjoy Jason Statham.
But it's
movies,
not a war movie.
That was the other one I was thinking that I've seen is when you said The Hurt Locker, I was thinking of Jessica Chastain. Which is
Zero Dark Thirty.
Dark Thirty. I've seen that movie.
It's good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So I guess I've seen a few.
Yeah,
you saw the whole list except for Saving Private Ryan.
So when I think when I think of a war movie, I think like full blown war scenes. None of those have full blown war scenes in them. Really. That's my
idea
all
of a
war
about
movie.
War.
Yes, I understand now. I didn't get it at the start.
Tropic Thunder's a bit of a reach, but
yeah, I'm a big. I like to
Vietnam War.
I like all my limbs attached. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Top five. That was it.
How's that DK basketball team doing?
Bojan Bogdanovic is shitting all over my team right now.
I knew there was always one.
Always one
there's
guy.
Always one.
Always one guy. Meanwhile, Rudy Gobert is going off.
Picks.
Yep.
Pick recap. I guess.
Pick recaps and
Randy what Miser made picks last week for the Turkish Airlines Open. And he's riding high after winning the week before. He picked, with the algorithm that he uses, Matthias Schwab, second. Ben Hebert, second. A bear, whatever you want to call him. And Christian Bezuidenhout, 56, 20 average.
Mm.
Probably would have won him a week.
Now, yep. To be fair, good. He did. Randy did copy my pick from the week before.
Well, is that documented anywhere?
Yeah, my DK team. And I said it on the pod the week before. Yeah. Do you want me to pull up the tape? I said Matthias Schwab is my DK darling this week.
That happened?
Yes.
I believe it.
2 weeks ago. And then Randy stole my pick.
Two weeks ago?
Yes.
What about last week?
Yeah, well, I'm
when
saying
he made the pick.
I'm saying he copied my pick from the week before.
Well, he just goes by the numbers. He's just a numbers guy.
Well, Randy's a cheating son of a gun.
Nice. Maddie's on the anti-Randy Miser train, too.
I'll find it.
Because this is the biggest joke.
Farce.
Okay, picks. Picks
ever.
For Mayakoba?
Yeah, go ahead, you guys.
I might have to pause taping to find that sound.
I know what you're talking about, but that was 2 weeks ago. I thought you meant he picked it for the Turkish Airlines Open. You made a DK team.
No, he was listening to my picks for Zozo. Was that the one before?
Yep.
Yeah, I picked Matthias Schwab on my DK team for Zozo.
That has nothing to do with this last tournament, though. I don't...
Yeah, see, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
He and got Randy onto the just scent. Just like
strictly
Harv with
numbers
Lanto
guy.
Griffin.
Yeah.
Lanto Griffin.
I agree that Harv probably fudges the picks and
yes.
just made
and
that
heard,
pick.
And heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Exactly. Thank you.
Why are you bringing me into this? Randy is his own guy. He has a Twitter account, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, he does. I don't know many computers that have opposable thumbs.
Mayakoba. Matt Kuchar. Is L2CAN on the bag for anybody this week?
I don't think he's on the bag, but he was interviewed and said that he's over it. Like, it's not a big deal.
So somebody should hire
him. Of course he's over it.
The guy
paid
is,
way too
is.
Much money.
The guy owns this course. You'd be stupid not to grab him this week.
He probably has purchased this course with how much money Kuchar got blackmailed into giving him. You're right.
Blackmailed.
Blackmailed. Maybe John Boy could set the bag down and let Roger have L2CAN for a week.
Yeah. Or Bruno. Canadians this week. We got a few. Graeme Dillette's back in action, boys. Maybe he makes a cut. Maybe grabs a top 30. Gligics is playing. David Hearn's playing. Mac Hughes is playing. Roger Sloan's playing. Nick Taylor's playing. And yesterday, Ben Silverman qualified. Monday qualified.
That's correct. Do you think he was just down there vacationing regardless?
I was just like, yeah, I'll try it out.
No, I mean, like, he planned to Monday qualify, but if he didn't, he's just going to vacation.
Probably.
I think that's the case.
So that gets me into my new segment. It's called Canadian Corner. I don't know. Just made it up. I'm picking my top Canadian every week, who I think is going to be the top Canadian in the
Along with picks?
No, I'm not doing picks.
So you're doing the same thing you were doing with picks, but now just one person.
Two less picks.
Yeah, two less picks.
Two less picks.
Because why would he have ever not picked the top Canadian in his picks?
Yeah, you make it. Yeah, you could document this back every week.
Does that mean that we just pick your lefty and your Asian?
Oh, wait. No, the week he won, he didn't pick a Canadian.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. None of that matters.
All I know is he had a gimmick, which was lefty, Canadian, Asian.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Which we said it wasn't going to, but he had at least something to fall back on.
And then the one week...
Now he doesn't have any...
The one week I didn't do that, I won. I'm one for one for this whole year because I'm boycotting for the rest of the year because this randomizer thing is stupid. David Hearn is my top Canadian
Randy's
this week.
Keep name out your mouth.
David Hearn, 4 or 5 cuts made this year coming off a T8 at the Bermuda, was it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been playing anywhere else.
Sorry, Raj, but I think David's got you this week.
Yeah, you don't be jinxing Raj.
No, I won't take Raj very much.
So what I'm hearing is we have to pick. Well, actually,
well,
we
here's
can't.
Here's the thing. It
can't
be random because that's Randy's thing.
Yeah, and it can't be us because chances are we're going to pick someone good. That's what we do. So we can't be helping him out.
Yeah, it's just a I'm gone. I'm gone from the picks. You still got three. What's the difference? You got three now.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter. We're going to whoop up on him like we whooped up. We're going to whoop up on Randy like we did on Bronell.
Yeah. Go for it.
Pretty much.
We'll see.
Two-horse race now, I guess.
Let's hear Randy's
picks. Realize that
he's got first pick.
We're so early in the season that you're going to have to sit here and listen to picks every time.
Yeah, well, I'll just leave early.
I don't think so. Randy, I guess Randy won last week.
well, 2 weeks ago.
I mean, last week doesn't count.
Well, and last week.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
He's giving him a win for that?
No.
You should.
Well, he's
1-0-0-0.
You don't know. You don't know anything. You're making up shit as you go along.
But he's realizing that everyone if he gives knows. It to him, he didn't have a chance to win. Now he's one closer to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm at 4. He's at 3. Randy, he's no way he's giving Randy 2.
Give it to him.
Can't.
You don't have the stones.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Randy's picks, his algorithm and whatever he does with the numbers came out to the 14th guy in the field, Kevin Chappell. 65th guy in the field, Andrew Landry, and the 28th guy in the field, Brian Gay.
That's actually a solid team.
That is a really
Brian
solid
Gay
team.
Is going to be good this week.
Brian Gay's good. Oh, is that so? You're going to pick him too?
Guess no, it. Well, I'm just saying. Copied Randy last time
yeah,
too.
Why
so.
Not? Andrew Landry's the guy who spit all over himself
yeah,
2 years
is.
Ago
in the boots.
Yes,
Chappell's
won
not
the
very
Texas.
Good.
What?
Who knows?
He just shot 59.
What was like?
Like 3
it was
weeks
like
ago.
6 years ago, wasn't it?
It's like 3 ago. Weeks ago.
People don't forget.
My picks, I will go with Tony Finau. Probably just riding a high, getting picked for the President's Cup, and he's been pretty good recently. Billy Horschel, I'm really regretting this pick because every time I pick him, he sucks.
It's not one of the power rankings, so you had to take him.
I had
always.
To take him, even though I didn't want to. And Joaquin Niemann is my other pick, 55th in the world.
Nice. Okay, I'm just making sure my guy was outside the top 50 because he's pretty close.
Doesn't matter if he is or not.
Oh, you want me to hear what the idea matter. You might... Yes, it does matter. You want to hear what the idea that might trigger you back on picks next year?
What's that?
So, maybe not. You make your own picks, right? Randy does his own thing with the numbers. But you also get in the other guy's head and make a pick for them, and then all the picks are secret. And then if it is a pick, it cancels it out on his team, and he just gets a miscut for it. So then it's like a competition.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
It's like when you have
But then
like,
why wouldn't he just take the top 3 in the power rankings and hope that we take one? Or are you saying so that we get off of that idea?
Well, yeah, so then it can come up and bite you if you pick that, and then I think, oh, Maddie B is going to pick Billy Horschel this week. So now Billy Horschel, if you do, then he's canceled off your team and you get a miscut for that. So it's making you pick like
so you'd never be able to take Rory because we all just pick him for you every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
So then you got to pick like more strategically, thinking it out a little bit, or maybe say randomly.
It's not bad.
Okay.
All I care about
it's
for
like
next year.
It's like those dark horse drafts in like NHL where like everyone writes in like the dark horse and if two people have the same, then that guy's out.
Those are cool, yeah. The only thing I care about next year is majors worth 4, WGC and players and FedEx 3, regular tournaments 2,
And well, then, FedEx with the reduced field?
Eh, whatever. Yeah, whatever. We can
figure
that out.
The way that we just follow what the PGA does. So here's my question is, when you say next year, you're going to wait until next September to start picking again?
That's right. Yeah.
Like, we're not that far in.
I know.
Yeah. You know what we should do?
Take Randy away and I'll be back.
Let's pick this way for a couple of times, and then Harv, you and I will change the picks to that way and see if he joins again. But then we'll have a few extra attorneys.
Yeah, I love it.
Give me my win for 2 weeks ago, and I'll join back right now.
Tell you what.
You didn't win.
Tell you what.
I beat you two.
Tell you what. We will allow you to pick today.
I'm not picking.
If, you know what? I'll tell you what. We're going to switch the point system to the way you want.
Mid-year.
You just yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it at the turn of the calendar.
All the time.
At the turn of the calendar. At the turn of the calendar, we're going to do it, but only if you pick this week. You have to stay in it.
I'm not picking this week.
You have to stay in it.
I won't.
Okay. So I can't wait to change the point system in January and see if he comes back.
Well, I don't know what lefties. I don't even know what lefties are in the field.
Well, too bad. My picks this week are going to be Victor Hovland, Scotty Scheffler, and Dylan Fratelli.
You guys pick the same guys every week. Like, what are we doing here? Harv picks Neiman every week. Heth picks Maddie.
Those
picks,
three.
You pick literally those three every single week. You've picked Scheffler four times this year.
If they good, they good.
We gotta go to the you can't pick the same guy twice.
Sure.
That's why I'm introducing the dark horse thing. You could be like, or Maddie B's picking Scheffler for sure.
We'll
and
change
if he does,
it. We're gonna move to picks in the calendar year. But we're going to keep, obviously, our current standings.
Obviously.
Yeah. But starting in the new year, you can't pick the same guy twice until the end of the PGA season. You know what? We can start next week. I'm okay with that.
I don't care what you do. I just want my win for last week.
You're never
that's
getting
all I, that's all
you
I care.
You lost to Randy.
Randy got it.
Yeah.
That's we're the going whole to 4-3-2-1, and Randy's still it.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
Yeah, you're welcome to join back.
How does he have two? You're giving him Turkish Airlines now?
No, I'm saying which ones are worth 4-3-2-1.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We're going to that, but Randy's still in.
Yeah, we'll go to it in the
There's no way. Like, we should quit the pod if Randy wins this thing. It's completely random.
What if he wins this week? We're quitting.
Okay, here's...
He's not winning this week.
Here's the PGA Tour schedule. The RSM next week, Hero World Challenge, President's Cup, QBE... All Hero World Challenge only has 18 people in it. President's
Gimmick.
Cup, QBE is teams. The Century Tournament of Champions on January 2nd is when we will begin.
Whoa, the QBE runs at the same time as the President's Cup?
Yes, that's why there's so few teams in it.
Yeah. That'd be a good weekend, though, for golf.
So, January 2nd, Century Tournament of Champions is a turn of the calendar. We'll switch to the same whatever FedEx Cup points are on the line.
That one's worth one because it's a tiny field, so isn't it?
No. 500 points.
The Century Tournament of Champions.
Hey.
Yeah.
500 points. It is a regular tournament. It will be treated as such.
It's not worth four.
Two. It's worth two. One is for off-week tournaments.
Yeah.
Because we're only picking one guy from.
Yeah.
Yes, it's worth two. And this is, the first is the Puerto Rico, which is at the same time as a WGC, which is worth four, because it's 550.
Yeah,
that extra points.
Three.
Three,
so
sorry.
So you guys can keep playing back and forth.
To build our leads.
For this year. No. We'll start the standings fresh.
Nope.
January 1st.
Nope. Yep. Nope. If you want a chance to be in it.
Oh, whatever. That's stupid. That's so stupid.
We're just building up the kitty. Oh, wait. We're saying 4-3-2-1 for the wins?
Yeah.
Because we don't have a point system. Okay. Well, I'll allow it.
What?
We'll just switch to... We'll
start
reset,
over.
Start
like
over.
We'll call this silly season?
You guys can call this a season win.
Yep.
Whoever
Perfect.
Wins,
we each have
the two
a season win right now.
Yeah. So one of you will have two.
Three. Yep.
Yeah.
And then we'll start all the way until the end of the season, though. Tour championship, and then starting the next silly season will be a full calendar year.
Great.
No, I just thought of this.
Oh God.
Oh boy.
We do. People are going to stop this soon.
They're going to want to hear this. So we do what we just said: January 1st to tour championship. That's it. Like 4-3-2-1, each one's worth that. But then the silly season stuff is when we like try out new like things. Like it changes every week. Like maybe this week we're going to give a win for whatever, something stupid. You pick six people this week. and we're just tinkering to make picks.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
The best for the following season.
Where is he
going? I hope no one actually did stick around for that.
Well, it's just to try and make the best possible.
I think you just mirror it to FedEx Cup points.
We'll figure it out, and we'll get back to everybody.
Yeah. How does that sound? Well, that wraps it up for this week. Ultimate Foursome was back. Update, Bojan stunk. So I don't even have... Luckily, I did well enough that I have enough money in my DraftKings account to enter a golf team this week. / I'm reloading my account.
So how much did you win tonight?
I don't want to talk about it.
Because you were talking like you were going to win thousands earlier.
Yeah, before Bojan pooped. It's that close. Difference between thousands and dollars is one guy.
I don't know how you can play that. It'd be so frustrating.
It is frustrating sometimes, but I mean... As a gambler, you just learn to put feelings aside and just move on. Tomorrow's another day to get on that. What is that? That beautiful, what does Vince Vaughn say in Wedding Crashers?
Oh, yeah. Just
get back on that beautiful rain. No.
Something like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Grab that net and go catch that big, beautiful butterfly.
There it is.
That's right.
There it is.
Sorry I wasn't paying attention there for a while.
So that wraps it up for this week. Next week, hoping to, we have a couple of guests lined up, but we'll see. EVR has said for months that he was coming on, so hopefully we can get him soon, but maybe a little Christmas present for everyone. But a couple other people are lined up, so hopefully an interview next week, and if not, we'll do another Ultimate Foursome. We got lots of stuff to do. Hopefully everyone's enjoying listening to the Drive the Green podcast. If you do enjoy it, tell your friends. We're getting into the kind of the slow season, and then we fire back up here in January, but we'll be around for all of it. And we got to do a live on location, our first one. So that wraps it up for episode 89. We'll be back next week with 90, also known as 10 away from the Graham Dillette 100th episode extravaganza.
Hopefully.
But until then, it's time to hit the clubhouse. Some